It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Scrape, I got to ask you about this. One of the bullet points you have in our rundown today is, even if the Padres get to a one-game playoff, would you want them to get crushed? I can't fathom anybody wanting them to get crushed if they get into the playoff.
And Chris Ello.
Scraby did it! He called the exact score of a game before the season ended.
These are tears of joy.
I couldn't be more proud, Scraby. I could not be more proud. I was watching.
You've just been making fun
of me. Oh, it's been so fun. It's been so fun to make fun of you.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, yes, everybody, the season of hope, the season that was going to be a championship season is now officially the season from hell, and it is now over. Welcome to Gwen and Chris 301. As happy a Monday as I can give to you, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr., after a weekend in which the Padres are officially eliminated from playoff contention, we get a day off, and then they actually have to play six more games, which has got to sound like a whole lot of fun to everybody right about now. Not really.
You know, what was funny was everybody at the stadium yesterday was like, it was like the last day of school. And me and Jesse were looking at each other like, we still got another week. What is everybody like saying?
Yeah.
But again, it was the last home game. And yes, it's been a tough go of it, man. I haven't played one inning, but I feel drained. I really do.
Yeah, I would think to sit and have to watch the last 40 games or most of the last 40 games as you have has been tough on everybody. And toughest on Jace Tingler. It's probably going to cost him his job. Toughest on Peter Seidler. Toughest on A.J. Preller. Toughest on those players who've had to go through it. I did a little deep dive today, Tony, because I have no life and I had nothing to do this morning.
Thanks for admitting it.
So I, if I had something to do, I would have done it. But instead,
What'd you do your deep dive on?
I did a deep dive on the last 40 games just to see how and where it all went wrong. And it was, it's unbelievable. Now, officially, it will go down in history that they have gone 11-29 in their last 40 games, but that does not include the game they actually won the other night.
Well, that goes to July 21st.
Because that goes to July 21st.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, officially they wind up going 11-29 in this 40-game stretch to be eliminated from playoff contention. And that's from August 11th on. That will be the D-Day and Doomsday for the Padres forevermore. 2021 version. And I looked at this and just came up with a few numbers. Team hit 220 over the last 40 games, and they had to hit 247 in September to bring that up to 220, because the first bunch of games in August they only hit 190. Last 40 games they hit 36 home runs. They only stole 14 bases in the last 40 games. We talked about the running game completely shutting down, and it really truly did. The pitching staff shut down for sure. Team ERA over the last 40 games, and this isn't, 10 games or 50, 40 games, that's a quarter of a season. Team ERA of 5.33. That's unfathomable for a team like the Padres playing at Petco Park with the guys they have. I mean, obviously the injuries contributed to that. 14 times in the last 40 games they gave up 7 or more runs. 7 times they were shut out. 7 times they lost by 6 or more runs. And one of my least favorite statistics is that they won 11 games. And in 11 other games, they were held to 4 or fewer hits. So it collapsed in every way, shape, or form. I think that's the only way you can go 11-29, is if the pitching and the hitting and everything else falls apart at the same time, and it did. And I don't know other way to read it other than to say it's been it hasn't been fun. I mean, the first, 4.5 months of the season, you felt like this was for sure a playoff team.
Yeah.
And now you go into the final week of the season. If they don't win both of their remaining series,
finish below 500.
They're going to finish 500 or below, right?
Right.
They'd have to win both series or at least sweep one of the series against the Giants and Dodgers or Dodgers to finish over 500. 3-3 would leave them right at 500. This just is not a 500 franchise anymore. This wasn't built to be a 500 franchise anymore. And like I said, they're going to have to make some changes when it's all said and done. I that's just the way this game, this profession works, isn't it, Tony? I mean, whether there was injuries or all kinds of other things happening around this team, whatever it was, changes that normally get made when expectations are as high as they were. I brought this up last week, actually, after you went or started preparing for the broadcast, that the Reds basically are having a similar season to the Padres, just about the same, maybe a couple of games ahead of them now in the standings. But David Bell, their manager, got a two-year contract extension for what he did this year.
Yeah.
Jace Tingler's probably going to get fired for the very same thing. And that's because
that speaks
of
expectation.
The word expectations.
That speaks
that's
to expectations.
All it does, right?
You're absolutely right. They both teams really floundered at the end. I mean, they did.
Yeah, the Reds had every chance to get
they
in,
had
too.
A better right. chance than everybody.
Right, with the schedule they had in front of them. I mean, they were. Most people thought that they would get in, and they didn't get it done either.
They didn't get it done. And so, yeah, that's a great point. I mean, one guy's getting an extension. We don't know what the other guy, what's going to happen with Jace at this point.
He's not going to get an extension.
I don't think that's
that
in the cards.
That might be a bigger upset than going 11-29 at this point.
Right, right. And so, you know, I just go back to spring training. And when this rotation was the talk of baseball, right?
Right.
We were talking about
it. We were mad when they weren't ranked as the best rotation in baseball.
Do you remember that?
I remember somebody came out with the ratings, and they were like number 4 or 5 after the Mets.
I remember that, too.
And the Dodgers, and we're like, come on, the Padres easily have the best rotation in baseball.
And so you had, at that point, you had a question mark around Dinelson Lamet.
Yeah.
You for sure had Snell, Musgrove, Paddock, Morejon, Weathers.
Gore. Gore was like a
this
guarantee.
This is spring training. So like offseason, right?
Oh, so that and was. And Lamet coming back. So there was no way this rotation was going to have any
you
problems.
You had more than you needed, right?
More than you needed.
And so the season starts. Denelson's not ready. Blake struggles. Hughes really good.
Yeah.
Musgrove's good. Morejon gets hurt in April.
Yeah.
That changes. Weathers has to step into that fold. Paddock struggles early. Snell struggles early.
Gore goes downhill. Wherever he is,
Gore
he goes downhill.
Wasn't even a thought at that point.
No.
And then you shift to the middle of the season, right?
Well, just real quick, how about the bullpen? Because it was set up so well at the beginning of the year.
Let's not forget about
Remember
the
you had Kella?
Yep.
You had Pagan?
Yep.
You had Pomeranz, and you had Melanson to close. You had
all
the
four.
We called it the four-headed monster. Remember, they would get in there in the sixth inning and lock the game down.
Kella and that's was how it started.
That's how it started. Then Kella went down. Then Pomeranz went down.
Yep.
Then Pagan just started not pitching well the last couple of months. You know, Melanson was solid all year long, but they didn't have the guys to get to him anymore.
Right. And it was kind of it was a patchwork. And don't get me wrong, you had guys like Pierce Johnson step up and have a good year. As much as we have talked about Austin Adams in a negative light at times, you look at his year, other than the explosions he had with hitting people, he was dominant.
He dominated for most of the season.
For most of the season.
Kind of
right?
like the team did.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you missed out on an arm like Altuvilla. He ends up going down. You don't have, you know, an arm, an extra arm.
No, Strom was gone most of the year.
Strom was gone most of the year.
Who was the other lefty? Castillo?
Castillo. He was done
they
in
never
spring
got
training.
Him. They
right?
never got him this year.
And so, you know, they patchworked it as long as they could because, I mean, that's how it was.
Yeah.
When you started struggling, it became more of a burden open. And to their credit, they hung on way longer than I think many, many people thought
yes.
they would hold on.
I know a lot of people want Pagan to be shipped out of town. I would be careful before I do that. He may end up being shipped out. I don't know. But I still think Pagan's a pretty good pitcher. I think he wore down, got lost a mile or two off the fastball, and he's a fastball guy. He needs every bit of zip he's got, and started missing his spots, and that's home runs instead of pop ups.
Oh,
so.
And by the way, Chris, that's solely just the pitching that we just covered there.
Oh, I know.
And that was a slew of different things. That's not even to get into. I mean, the one thing that stands out about the offensive side to me is the production you missed. Remember, Will Myers hit, I think, like 290, almost close to 290 last year with 17 bombs in 60 games last year.
Yeah, he had a pretty good run.
It was an element to that offense that gave it length, because you weren't really just dealing with Fernando and Manny. You were also having to deal with Myers. He was right third on the team with homer. I think he had 15 homers of what he finished with.
Yeah, he's got 17 this year.
He's got 17 in, you know,
the whole season this year. Yeah.
And so you missed out on that production. I think Grisham struggled down the stretch, because when he was going good offensively, that's when this offense was tough to deal with.
Yeah, he had a really bad last 2 months. I mean, they all did. I mean, like I said, the team batting average was .220.
Right.
So
right.
Even Manny and Fernando, as good as they are, they weren't as dominant the last 2 months. Nobody was dominant the last two months. Manny said as much.
Manny said we didn't play well enough down the stretch is what it really boils down to.
Pretty simple. And, of course, the trade deadline will always be, you know, talked about as a turning point this season. I'm sure if A.J. Preller had it all to do over again, he would have done it differently, but you know, we thought that they needed the starting pitcher going into it. I think they felt they needed a starting pitcher,
yeah,
but they weren't willing to give up Hassel or Abrams
or
one of their star minor league guys just to get Kyle Gibson. And I'll be honest with you, the Phillies got Kyle Gibson. Where are they? They're still not in it. They're two and a half back.
Here's where the Blue Jays
got Berrios. They're on the outside looking in at the moment. They're a game out of the wild card. So it doesn't, you know, look around at all these pitchers that went places, doesn't guarantee it. The two pitchers that went to the Cardinals, Lester and Jay Happ, and of course the Cardinals are going to get in. Nobody cared about those two guys going there.
But
so you never know.
You heard their GM speak on this. It wasn't necessarily about what they could do from a physical standpoint. They knew where they were physically in terms of velocity and things of that. But he did mention that these are guys that have a lot of not only credibility, they got a lot of experience. They've been through it. They can out pitch you with their minds.
Yeah.
And so for the Cardinals, those guys fit best. And you know, I'll say this: Gibson may not be the type of pitcher like Scherzer that you know would deal like that, but he was giving them innings. You know what I'm saying? And they're 2.5 out, and they still have a series against the Braves, a 3-game set.
Yeah, starts tomorrow.
Is it start tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they got a chance to do some things here.
They still have a chance. What I'm saying is that every team that acquired big-name players at the trade deadline is not going to be in the postseason.
Yeah. No,
and right. I know that that's going to be the way people look at it. Well, you know, we didn't get anybody. Well, you did. You got Adam Frazier. He didn't play very great for the Padres, unfortunately. I mean, Adam Frazier just you know, wasn't the same player as a Padre, unfortunately. What are you going to say? I mean,
it took him a little bit to get going.
Yeah, I mean, he hit, he's up to .273 now. So his average with the Padres has come up a little bit.
He had a great homestand. He had a great road trip.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the average just came up now,
right, but a little bit too little too late, as it were. Daniel Hudson, unfortunately, really was never right, I don't think, for the Padres. You know, but yeah, if they had to do it all over again, I'm sure they would have got Berrios. I'm sure they would have got Gibson. They would have gone ahead and parted with somebody. But they didn't know that Darvish and Paddock were going to go down to injuries
the
day after the trade deadline, basically. And that's what happened. I'm not giving AJ an excuse. I'm saying that he wasn't willing to pull the trigger because he felt like he had enough.
Right.
And he didn't have enough because guys got hurt. Or at least that's a big reason.
I think even as he said that, right, you didn't anticipate the month of August turning to September, and your hottest pitcher, who's now all of a sudden pitching well, he gets hurt. Remember, I think it was basically, if we don't get the guys like Darvish and Snell to pitch better, we don't have a shot anyway. they started to pitch better, and especially Blake Snell, and then boom, soon as September hits, he gets hurt. And that's like the death blow almost. Like you can't – we went to the bullpen days eventually – when you get to this time of year, become tougher and tougher.
Yeah. Well, I think somebody smarter than us said many times that it doesn't really matter how you get to the postseason, and don't ever look a gift horse in the mouth type of thing. Mm. I mean, getting there is an accomplishment. It's not guaranteed.
That's right.
And the Padres of 2021 prove that as much as any team ever has. We'll open up the phone lines if you want to comment your thoughts on this season, where they go from here. Some of your frustration left over, you're more than welcome to join us. 833-288-0973. We got a couple of calls, so we'll get to you guys when we come back. And the rest of you, if you'd like to join in, you are welcome to do it. You know, Tony, we have a piece of vinyl sitting up on the window over there.
Yes, yes.
It's a vinyl. Vinyl is what I called a record when I was a kid. But a vinyl record, it's called, yes, a dedicated season of the 1984 Padres. Stop it.
That was the most random break. Well,
we got to see where it was going.
I'm bringing it up because I was looking at that record the other day in the office. Well, Friday, we were watching the rain come down, and we were doing an extra hour of the program. And it's sitting over here, and it's a dedication to the 84 Padres. And I thought to myself, the 2021 Padres season was going to be recorded somewhere for history because it was going to be that kind of a magical season.
Yeah.
And guess what? We're never going to have it.
Not going to get a vinyl.
Cataloged anywhere.
No.
There's no reason to catalog this season, man. Put it away, throw it away in the trash.
Pretty
forever.
Sure if you go to MLB.com, the whole season is cataloged there for you.
So. I really want to go over there and whack him. I do. But you know what?
Well,
I
don't have. He's clicking on you, too, by the way.
I don't have to whack him because the Packers took care of that for us
the
last
Packers.
Night. God love the Packers.
How did those, Mr. Aaron
Rodgers do last night? Oh, yeah, they beat the Dolphins.
Did you talk to Mr. Rodgers?
But you know, nobody cares.
No.
Nobody hates me to the point where they care that the Dolphins lost.
How many DMs?
You
let me ask you
on
this,
the other side.
Let me ask you this, Chris. How many DMs did you get last night?
I didn't get any.
You didn't get
any? Nah, people
Matthew,
respect the fact
DMs
that I'm a
get?
Dolphin fan.
Too many to count.
You got like a zillion. Everybody's rooting against you.
I got some. Hey,
you ain't getting no support. He's telling you guys
I got commiseration between other 49er fans.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Speaking of NFL, we've got Monday Night Football coming up with the Eagles and the Cowboys. That's at 4:30 for the pregame festivities, so we'll be on till then. Phone lines are pretty filled up, Tony, so we'll hear what you got to say when we return. Gwynn and Chris kicking off a Monday program. After the 2021 season is unfortunately officially put to bed on your home for Padre baseball, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
325. on the clock. Very gray day outside.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's a lively show.
No.
This is sunny compared to Friday late afternoon, Tony.
Yeah.
That was dark.
It was funny. I was talking to John Smoltz before, because he got in here Thursday.
Right, they did the game on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah,
he said national. That was the first time in 25 years, or however long he's been coming here, that he's ever seen it rain.
Oh, well, he saw
it
rain.
Like, you picked a hell of a weekend to come, because this is something I've really never seen.
Scraby and I had a great time Friday, because we had absolutely nothing prepared.
Yeah.
The rain delay.
When it was discussed.
About the 49ers.
When it was determined that we were going to do an extra hour of radio on Friday, so we...
That was kind of last minute, too.
It was very last minute.
Chris and I literally put our feet up and just took phone calls.
Scraby was giving weather reports, and it was hilarious, because as usual, he was totally wrong.
AccuWeather told me the rain was going to be done by
the rain will subside at 4:30. Then it didn't subside.
It was still raining at 6:30.
Then he said, the game will not be delayed. And then
that's what
delayed.
We were told.
Well, you're just the bearer of wrong information.
Don't put that out there like that.
The misinformation.
Don't put that out there like that.
No, it is what
I
it
was
is.
Told the game would not be delayed. I delivered the news, and then the game
last
was
time I ever
delayed.
Go for you for weather, yeah, man. You were wrong on all counts.
This hour of 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Indeed. If is finding the right candidate slowing you down, cut straight to your hire with Indeed. Our hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. To find your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's go to our guy, Brock, out in Encinitas. Brock, welcome to the show. Happy Monday.
Hey, buddy. I'm usually pretty short, but I got a couple things. Number one, I want to thank the Potters for letting us use the Alexa app for the live streaming. You usually have to have a radio, but this year we've been able to hold on to listen to it on Alexa.
Awesome.
Number two, the Voice for Reason, thank you so much from making us stay sane when we're on the edge. And hearing you get better, Tony, on the radio has been a real pleasure. So I'm kissing up, but it's all facts.
Thank you. Thank you, bro.
So thank you. Real quick, you know, we're never, you know, the whole thing with the trade with Hosmer sent everybody into some kind of wild, you know, recluse, you know, everybody's sad. We're never going to outbid the Dodgers for these players. And so, unfortunately, bringing in Frazier and bringing in the other guy who starts with an M, I think that really hurt the chemistry. But bottom line is, I won tickets to the game yesterday. I was in a nosebleed. I saw you pull the star. It's been a killer season, a really good season. And I'm a fan, and I'm a fair weather fan, and I boom, and I cheer him. It's been a pretty good bleeping year. So thank you guys. Thanks for everything. And I just wanted to get that off my chest. But kudos to you, and have a beautiful week, man. Thank you very, very much.
Appreciate you, Brock, as always. Some people will look at it out of the lens that my man Brock will. However, I am almost positive not everyone will.
He's in the minority. I wouldn't even say he's not everybody. I would say he's in the minority right now. Most people obviously are not looking through rose-colored glasses at the season. I think it may be another month or two before I'm going to get there and be able to look back. You and Jesse were putting together, and I don't know, you probably had to stop, unfortunately, the last 40 games, but you guys were putting together the list of amazing things that happened during the 2021 season, and I was with you on that list. I didn't know exactly what was on it, but I know, doing so many post-game shows, pre-games, and just doing the show every day, that there were so many great things that happened this season, so many great moments, so many great performances. Musgrove's no-hitter obviously tops the list, but that's not the only thing that 2021 had in store. But unfortunately, what's happened the last month and a half wipes just about everything out, at least for quite a while.
What I'll do is I have the list with me, and we'll at some point before we get
December,
off the air,
maybe.
I'll hang on to it. We'll talk about it a little bit more.
Because there were some great things that happened this year.
I'll tell you this, and this is kind of indicative of how the season went. August 21st is our last entry of those special moments.
August 21st.
August 21st.
So there was no more entries.
There was really no more entries after that point. So
Makes sense, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know. It's just tough. It's just tough. We got time for another one before we go to break. Let's go to Vince. Vince, welcome to the show, man. Happy Monday to you.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Scraby. Thank you, as always, for having me on. So, Chris, man, I'm with you. It's going to take me a while to to really process and get over this. And let me tell you why. It's because, and last year may have been a figment of everybody's imagination, right? It certainly got us hungry for more, right? And we had every reason to do that. And then we come to this season, start off hot, started off pretty good, but we could see what we were building towards. And then as we got towards the All-Star break, you could see that things weren't right. When the Rockies came in here and swept the Padres before the All-Star break, that was a tell. And so we get to the trade deadline and fell absolutely flat. Now, it does amaze me. It doesn't amaze me how far we are away from the Dodgers and the Giants, and we are. We are a galaxy away from them when it comes to organizational structure. But what's truly amazing, guys, and it's a gut punch, is how close we are to the Colorado Rockies. Is that who we are? With Tatis and Machado and Cronenworth and Darvish and Snell and Musgrove, that's who we are? We're closer to the Rockies than we are the Dodgers? We had every reason to support and go hard and be the Friar faithful. And I put a post out a couple of days ago. I wonder if AJ Preller is up to this offseason. If he was in corporate America, guys, if he was a CEO running a publicly traded company, he'd be fired. And right behind him would be Tingler. Now, granted, they don't have the keys to a Ferrari. That's what the Dodgers are. But we got the keys to a pretty damn good car, and they drove it into a ditch. And so I'm really looking, as I look forward, and maybe in December, Chris, I'll be with you to, you know, kind of take a look back here and see all the great things. And by the way, I was at the game on Saturday, the last game my son and I went to, and there was a picture of Musgrove, a signed autograph of his no-hitter thing, and I bought that. And the reason why I got that was because my son had a picture with Joe Musgrove during one of the games, and we have it up on the refrigerator. We look at it every day. It's a great picture. And I'm going to combine that Musgrove one where he signed it with a picture of my son and Musgrove. I'm going to have it in the same frame. It's something I'll have for the rest of my life. And so there's some great things that happened this year, but I expect so much more from us now. We're not the Andy Green Padres anymore. We should be aspiring to be way ahead of the Colorado Rockies. I just don't know if Preller can get us there. And if he can't, ownership's got to find the ones who can. And so, and Tony, by the way, I love you on air, man. I love listening to you. You rock. You're doing such a great job. And Scraby and Chris, thank you guys for everything you've done all year as well. I had more fun this year than any other year, and I have a right to be a little bit PO'd here because of the way they've crawled to the finish line. And so looking forward to next year and always looking forward to hearing and listening to you guys.
Vince, always straight to the point, no doubt about it. We got to get to break. We'll get to some more phone calls in a little bit. I expect that most people feel like Vince does, a little jaded by this last season and what just – you know, the season's not over. There's still six games left. But what has happened, what has kind of transpired over the course of the season, I'm interested to hear how people feeling, you know, after kind of taking a deep breath and pulling away from it. Because in the vacuum, it's hard to disagree with what Vince was saying, but there are so many tentacles and things that have kind of connecting tissue to how they've gotten to this point that don't necessarily have anything to do with AJ or Jace for that matter. But ultimately, they're the ones in charge. So let's get to break. When we come back, we're going to get into some more phone calls after we do some football stuff. We do got our – we not is that not what's on the schedule?
Let's just do phone. That's on the schedule, but okay. I think we should honor the callers. We'll talk some NFL, I think, too, but maybe save our good and bad and ugly.
There you have it.
Until after the Monday Night Football game, we'll come back later tonight and do it.
Who's what? Coming back?
Yeah.
After
Who's doing what now?
I just wanted to hear him, what he was going to say. Who's Gwen coming
Chris.
Back? Hey, welcome back to the get-together. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, the bearer of misinformation. His newest nickname? You have a lot of nicknames.
I don't like that nickname. I really don't like that one.
It's a good one. The bearer of misinformation.
No, it's not.
I like it. It's an accurate one.
I just did what every other weather person in the world did.
You were the only weather report I heard Friday, and it was completely wrong. Twice. 3:42 is the time. Let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan as we get back to some phone calls here and wrap up the season that was for the San Diego Padres.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, phone number to call in, 833-288-0973. Padres were eliminated Saturday night from playoff contention. A lot of seasons, that wouldn't be a bad season getting down to the final week. This one, not a good finish for the Padres, who have gone 11-29, unbelievably so, since August the 11th. We're taking your phone calls on that subject if you'd like to. NFL wrap-up, we normally do our good, bad, and ugly on Mondays. Might do it, probably do it tomorrow, because we've got Chris versus the Fans coming up at 4 o'clock and a short show today. But I will say this, Tony Gwynn Jr., you went 3-0 again on your picks yesterday, and
my man Mr. Rogers showed up for me late, too.
And you got your upset pick again last night, like you said.
Does that bother you, Scraby? I saw you roll your eyes when I said
I was all for you until you brought up Aaron Rodgers.
I can't believe that's part of the story, though.
I can't believe you're booing a guy that is now 12-0
I was
on his
all
NFL
for him
picks
until
he so
brought
far
up Aaron Rodgers.
12-0 He hasn't missed a game yet. I will say that for the second consecutive week.
You went undefeated, too, though.
Yeah, second consecutive week, I also went undefeated. So the show.
And you one-upped me by 1 point, too, because of
I actually picked up a point. My upset pick was worth more than yours by 1 point. But yes, in the last 2 weeks, you and I have picked 16 football games in the NFL, we are 16-0 between us.
Can
so
I give
not
you
too shabby for the boys.
One of the things I've noticed, this is our, fourth year doing this?
Third or fourth year, yeah, I think so.
I noticed that you and I have a lot more success early in the season. And as, you know, the injuries start to happen and
it's a little tougher.
Teams start to make adjustments, it becomes a little tougher to get games down the stretch.
Tony, you have been you've been dazzling so far.
Thank you.
Packers did come back to get your upset pick last night. You know, 37 seconds. I could just picture Scraby standing in front of his TV saying something to the effect of, "How could this happen?
How could this happen?
How did this happen?"
I was.
Crying like
I was.
A babe.
Because you know why?
Oh, is that my phone?
Sorry. What is going on right now?
Tony's phone's going off?
Because they, I guess. It's too much to unpack, but Jimmy G, Jimmy G brought them back. Like, for me, people are like, "Oh, Jimmy G threw two or had two bad turnovers." And I'm like, yes, he did have two bad turnovers. But for me, he got him back in the game at the end. So it can't really be on Jimmy G that they were leading
Matthew,
at the end of the
game. Sometimes you just have to kiss the ring. And that's what Aaron Rodgers was doing.
Aaron Rodgers just won one ring. Let's be clear about that.
He was dropping dimes just inches over defenders' hands.
He was.
There was really nothing that the defense could do.
Chris and I were talking about it.
I really can't blame the defense for what happened at the end, man.
He was throwing passes that were just
Was it just me or was he on his back foot like every time he threw one?
We had this same conversation before you showed up.
And he was like slinging it too at the same time.
Yes. He was coming to the line of scrimmage and he was announcing to the 49ers also that he was going to throw to Davante Adams and then he would just throw to him anyway. I mean, I was playing against Davante Adams in fantasy this weekend. So I was not pleased, but as I watched it, I'm like, you should throw to him on every play. Like, why are you even wasting time
doing something else? Right.
I mean, he's open every time. They can't cover him one-on-one. They can't cover him in a zone.
How pissed were they on the one kind of back shoulder that they blocked in the end zone?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was before the game-winning drive.
Yes, yes.
They, just 100% knew that pass was supposed to be there.
Yeah.
But my man made a good play, and they were hot about that, too.
Yeah. It was a good game. I mean, God, the NFL, I mean, I know you're upset, Scraby, and I don't blame you. The Dolphins lost a heartbreaker, too. But, I mean, how many games are just incredible in the NFL? I mean, just game after game. One game gets decided on a 66-yard field goal that bounces off
the crossbar
and then into the net. I mean,
I do.
The Chargers win a game with dramatics at the end because they don't even have a kicker, I guess.
I do owe our Padre fans a little bit of an apology. I must admit this. I will confess that.
Okay.
Right as Tucker was getting ready to kick the field goal, I was having to do lineups.
Oh.
And so I've got this big iPad open next to me, and it's on the game. And so I can't look at that, but Jesse is standing up looking at it.
He's looking at it while you're reading the lineup.
I'm trying to read the lineup.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm looking at
him.
That's
tough.
And I'm like, you know, so I stumbled through it a little bit, but I got through it.
That's not easy to do.
And then I had to ask everybody what happened. And then
you know what you're discovering right there is what I've learned a long time ago, because we have two television screens in the studio. And in the past, I mean, when I've done a lot of sports talk radio, we've had eight or nine. And I would
You had eight or nine?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
A couple of studios I worked in.
Last studio I worked in.
Good luck, Tony.
Adam, can we get an upgrade?
We're lucky to have two. We're missing about seven TVs in here. Yes, we're lucky to have two, one of which doesn't even work.
Yeah. It's old.
But I've always, when I've done my radio shows in the past, and even to a certain extent now, Scraby will tell you, I like to turn the TVs completely off. Because I get distracted way too easily. And, I mean, that's what I would have to... I think in the booth, I would have to do the same thing. It'd be really tough to be watching a field goal while I was trying... A 66-yard field goal while I was trying to do lineups.
Let's just say that was the last clip that was on my iPad. I had to turn it off.
Yeah, you just have to turn it off and just miss all the stuff that's going on. But I did want to just criticize the Dolphins quickly because they made a big error in overtime last night. They were down by three. And they had the ball at the 33-yard line, 4th-and-1, in overtime. Touchdown wins the game. 50-yard field goal ties the game, which is what they chose. But that gave the ball back to the Raiders.
It was too conservative.
Too conservative. To me, you've got a chance to go for the jugular right there. You got to go on 4th-and-1. If you don't make it, you lose the game.
We've already seen three or four games decided because teams get to go for it. One, the last one, I think most recently, was the Ravens when they went for it on 4th down.
They did not want
to give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes.
You can't give it back to people.
No, not
in this day and age. The offense has too many advantages. And Miami had the ball. They had the momentum. If the Raiders stop it, they win. But you know what? They kicked the field goals, and the Raiders still won.
Exactly.
So I gotta get my man Brian Flores on that one. I think if he had to do it over again, he should have gone for that. But Miami made a gallant comeback there to tie it on the final play of the game with a 2-point conversion, but not to be had. So Scraby, I kind of feel your pain today, both of us.
Real quick, one more thing to add to Scraby's pain.
Sure,
I certainly enjoyed after they got the last play, the first down. Soon as he spiked it, he turned and gave like a...
He did.
Ah!
Yeah.
And he just knew Mr. Crosby.
He knew Crosby was going to back him up. That to me is great leadership.
Yeah.
100%. Hey, we did it. Now you
We
do
already
it.
Know you got this.
We
part.
Know
Let's
you
go.
Got this. That's right. That's exactly what the message
devastating
was.
Devastating it was. It really was.
Wow.
It really was.
It's only one game, Scrabe. You're
no, I mean,
two
I mean,
and
it's,
one.
It's,
and
it's two. It's one game.
It's one game of 17, but...
You got the Seahawks coming up next week, your favorite team.
One and two Seahawks.
So that's good.
And two Seahawks.
They're going to come in there ready to go, too, because they've lost two
straight.
They're a bad team.
The other two teams in your division, the Rams and Cardinals...
I thought we were talking football.
Both, well, we couldn't help it. We couldn't help ourselves. Both 3-0.
The Rams, boy.
Rams look good.
Don't give me the Cardinals thing. The Cardinals had trouble with the Jaguars, so be careful.
They're still 3-0, man.
They're 3-0 against the Jaguars? I can't remember who else they beat.
They crushed the Titans.
So everybody crushes the Titans.
Oh, yeah. Who does? When the Titans are 2-1. They've lost one game, which was to the Cardinals. Would you, once again, the bearer of misinformation?
Everybody crushes the Titans.
Did I give a record with that? No, I just said everybody crushes them, and they.
But it's not true.
But they got crushed.
I mean, it's a complete
they got
lie.
Week one to the Cardinals. So everybody crushes
the bear of misinformation.
Not the bear of misinformation.
John in Valley Center, welcome to Gwen and Chris.
Welcome, John.
Thanks for hanging on, John. He's on line 6.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. John. Hello, John.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks. Thanks, guys, for doing such a great job of covering the Padres. And you made some points today that really echo with me. First of all, the memories. There are more special memories from this season than I can remember, probably since 98. I really thought it was a special season when Daniel Camarena hit that grand slam. I thought, we're going to do something.
I bet you
that's definitely on the list.
It is disappointing. But looking back now and I'm thinking that I'm looking forward to 2022, and I'm looking at number one and number two things, pitching, and hopefully getting Clevinger back, a healthy Lamet. I don't know what this thing with Morejon is, but I think they need to seriously look at stacking their pitching as deep as they can with starters, 6 or 7 deep. I mean, maybe even consider a 6-man rotation. I don't know. And then let's hire somebody to keep these guys healthy, if we can, if there's such a thing. That's what I would like to focus on. I think when you look early in the year, our pitching was stacked, and we were in first place, even though the offense was kind of mediocre because our pitching was carrying us. And that was with the Snell and Paddock not even doing very well. So if they can get the pitching depth that they need, I think that this team has – the talent to go far next year. And then I will add one more thing. As far as offense goes, the only thing I could say would be when our leadoff hitter was playing well, our offense played well. When Tommy Pham had a great June and July, our offense was clicking. But when that didn't happen, our offense kind of fizzled. So looking forward to next year, I think they really need to shore up that number one spot in the lineup. And I think Manny and Tatis and Cronenworth and those guys can take care of the rest.
Good call, John. You know, the one thing I'll definitely say, and I've said throughout this slump, is the fact that this isn't the only year window that the Padres have. I mean, Fernando's not going anywhere. Manny's not going anywhere. Cronenworth's not going anywhere. John said, Clevinger's coming back. I mean, the pitching is going to be there, or at least in terms of the actual bodies, right, are going to be there. Very few people are leaving this team. I think as far as who might leave, I mean, that's probably till next week. We'll discuss more of that.
I think the only real free agent to be is Pham, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure
most
there might be some
of
the pitchers
out of there anyway, to be honest with you. I don't know if you're going to get your wish or not, but – you know, this is a window that is going to be open for a little while, you know, 2 or 3, 4 years at least. And so, you know, they failed to fly through it this year, but I think they're going to get another opportunity down the road.
Real quick, if there is something that you can hold on to is, and I hate to keep bringing this organization up, but in terms of stacking the pitching, as John was talking about, I mean, just look at what the Dodgers had in terms of being able to kind of get through some of the injuries and issues they had, right? You could never have too much of it. The other thing is, look at the levels they had to go through before they actually won a title. They got the 2 World Series before they actually won it. And so...
And they had a lot of playoff losses before that.
And I'm not saying that that's, you know, what you're shooting for. Of course, you get the title as soon as you can get it, but... there are levels to it. There just are. That's just how it normally goes. There's some You just that 86 Mets series came out. They went through 84, 85. They break through in 86. So
yeah, no playoffs in 84 because in those days they didn't have many playoffs. Right. 85, they got beat out by the Cardinals as well. Yeah. And then 86, they won it. So doesn't mean the Padres will eventually win it, but it does mean they still have a shot starting next year. All right, a little Chris versus the fans when we come back. We'll do some trivia when we return to the program. 833-288-0973.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Some of that is age and, you know, just natural, the cycle of football, but I thought they would come to Jesus, and they seem to have.
And Chris Ello.
Cornholing.
Cornhole was played.
Is there a way we can get that? Make
Do I need to hit the dump button after Chris just said that?
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
4 o'clock. Exactly. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Padres with an off day as they head up to L.A., for a 3-game set, before ending the season in San Francisco for a 3-game set. So they will have an impact.
Crucial games, are they
yeah,
not?
Yeah, they are. They
for
are.
The other team, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, yes, they will have an impact one way or another. What else we got going in baseball? Phillies, 2.5 behind the Braves. They take on one another starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have most people thought would be in the National League wild card race is actually in the American League wild card race where you got the Yankees atop, the Red Sox below them, the Blue Jays 1 game, Seattle 2 games, the Athletics 3 games.
Yeah,
behind.
There's, what do you got? 5 teams for 2 spots. There.
5 teams for 2 spots. What do you think you got? So I believe the Yankees are taking on the Blue Jays 3-game set.
That's going to be some good baseball.
That's going to be some really good baseball. The Yankees will then, after that series, have to face the Rays. So they got their hands full trying to hang on to that top spot.
Yeah.
The Red Sox, they got a tough matchup. I can't remember who they're playing.
I'm rooting for the Mariners.
Just
because
too,
I'd love to see
it.
Ty France and those guys get in there. They've had a great year. I mean, so quietly to be just a couple of games out of a wild card spot heading into the final week. Fantastic job by Seattle. I mean, I remember when they came in here in May or June, they were like the young upcoming team. Padres just whacked them and sent them out of town.
They did.
Now look at them, man. They're just smiling and, you know, going, wow, what happened to the pot? I mean, the Mariners are 16 games over 500. How did that happen?
How about that? I mean, and they're ahead of Oakland.
Who yes, a game ahead
seemed,
of Oakland.
Seemed like
and Oakland
they
looked
were
like they had another charm season going.
Yeah, and so you know that closeout. Somebody asked me on the podcast today. Cody Decker asked me what was my ideal scenario. I was like, they all end up tied, and there's a 163.
I love to see mayhem next Monday.
Right, but I think
all 5 teams on the field at one time, trying to figure out who's going to go to the American League playoffs.
Now, I did say I think would end up. I think the Yankees get in, and I actually think the Blue Jays will be the second team.
I have to be honest with you. I'm looking at again, and we put way too much emphasis on the schedule.
Yeah, but they got the toughest.
The Red Sox right now are 1 game back of the Yankees, but 1 ahead of the Blue Jays. So the Red Sox are in at the moment, and they finish with the Orioles and the Nationals.
Oh,
so
Red Sox got an easier way.
They
to
got
pack.
A much easier road, but that doesn't guarantee anything. Yep. We saw it with the Reds. Yep. Everybody saw it. Oh, the Reds are a shoo-in to make it. That didn't happen.
No.
So you never know. But the Orioles, man, yeah, they can't beat anybody. No. So you got to believe the Red Sox.
That is the safety net there.
Yeah,
they said they have the Orioles and Nationals. I think the Blue Jays actually end their season with the Orioles, if
Blue
I'm not
Jays,
mistaken.
Let me check real quick. Da-da-da-da-da-da. They got the you said they had the Yankees first. The Blue Jays,
Yankees first, and then Yankees play Tampa to end the series. Who does
no,
Blue Jays?
Yeah, Blue Jays. Yeah, Yankees and Baltimore.
The Yankees and Baltimore. So, you know, it's always nice to end with the team that's got the most losses in the league.
That'll definitely help the Blue Jays' chances. So we'll see. Yankees really came up clutch over the weekend because they swept the Red Sox. And yes. They're the ones with the
By
tougher
the way,
schedule.
My man, I don't know, you know, Tyler O'Neill is the guy in the National League that I don't think anybody wants to face. John Carlos, that guy in the American League. The two balls he hit, the one he hit last night and the one he hit the night before, I don't think have landed at this point yet.
Yes, but is not Tyler O'Neill either A, the strongest looking guy in the history of baseball, or B, wearing the smallest uniform for his body in the history of baseball? Because he's bulging out of it at every seam.
He's a bodybuilder playing baseball, is what it looks like.
Crazy strong looking.
Not only is he crazy strong, if I'm not mistaken, he has like the fastest time from home to first this season in Major League Baseball.
Tyler O'Neill, yeah, a guy we don't know too much about, but the Cardinals. They're still going, 16 in a row and counting.
Yeah, they're absolutely still going. They're playing the best baseball in the league right now.
Scraby's losing his mind right now.
I mean, I don't know why we're having this random conversation before the game.
We're having so much fun talking.
We've done this twice now.
We're having a good old time talking. We have Chris versus the fans, but it can wait a minute.
But we're going to go way over on the break.
Just for the folks behind the scene. Before we came back on air, I said, are we going straight to it? He said, no, we got time to talk. Now that we're talking, long, apparently.
Yeah, I thought you were going to talk for like 2 minutes.
Well, the bear made it six. Of misinformation.
Okay, so we broke at 3:18 the first segment, which is 6 minutes past our break time. We broke at 3:33 in our last segment, which is 5 minutes past our break time.
You know, what they say, you need to chill, man. You need to take a chill pill and just relax.
Chill, son.
Relax, as Aaron Rodgers would tell you.
Oh, do not bring up Aaron Rodgers right now.
Let's get to some Chris versus the fan.
I'm not even ready.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Now that my mic is back on.
He's
so upset he just turned my mic off.
No.
You guys have a chance to qualify for the Vegas trip. Scrape, why don't you tell us what the Vegas trip is?
The Vegas trip is a trip to Las Vegas. That's what it
really
is. You've qualified to
win. You can't be sure of what he's about to say, but
you can qualify. Hey. A two-night hotel. Two-night hotel stay at Westgate Las Vegas, a private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook, and $250 in food and beverage credit. Westgate Las Vegas, legendary Vegas fun.
All right, let's get to our first contestant after Scraby explains the rules.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win.
All right, Ron, you are our first contestant. Welcome to the show. How's your Monday going?
It's going good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Ron. We're doing well, Ron. Here we go. First question. What does S stand for with a batter in baseball?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, I know. This is a confusing question.
Not that confusing.
What does S, the letter S, stand for with a batter in baseball?
The letter S, like in Sam?
As in Sam, yes.
Good luck, Ron. You got to figure out what the hell Scraby's talking about here.
This is not a hard question.
Yes,
this
it is.
This is not a hard question.
It is, because it's I already thought question. Of the wrong answer, and now I think
oh,
I
well, because
came
you
up with
thought
the right
about
answer.
The wrong
I
answer,
about
it's the, a bad question.
I also thought about
Ron's
the wrong
struggling
question.
Ron's struggling right now with it because he doesn't understand the question.
I'm sorry, no offense to Ron, but he's
hey,
not
Ron,
Chris.
Let me ask it for you, Ron, and then hopefully you'll have a better chance
Ron,
of getting
moved
this
on.
Right.
I'm just going to give it to you.
Wait,
you
no.
moved on.
Let's not spare Scraby from this embarrassment. Go ahead, Chris.
It's not embarrassing!
Here's the question that he meant to ask. What does the letter S next to a batter's name stand for?
Letter S next to a batter's name?
Yeah, when he's listed there on the lineup card or something.
Switch hitter?
There you go, Ron.
I mean, he would have never have gotten that.
He would have never gotten it without a little prodding in
nice,
the right direction.
Nice
well,
word,
I'm
Ron.
So lucky that this show is only in 90 minutes today because
you're lucky.
I am ready to just I'm ready to rage right now.
You are raging, man.
I know. What's wrong?
Calm down.
I think I forgot my medication earlier.
Oh, Lord. All right. Let's go.
By the way, why don't you give me a little bottle of your medication for the future, just in case you ever forget it again.
Yes. Okay, that's probably not a bad idea, to be honest. That's fair. That's probably not a bad idea.
All right, Ron, here we go. Question number two. There are two NFL QBs who are left-handed that have been put in the Hall of Fame. Name both.
Whoo!
That's a three question.
Ken Stabler and Jim Zorn.
That was close.
Yeah, that was.
Not Jim Zorn. I almost said the wrong one. Sorry. Ken Stabler's definitely one, and I'm pretty sure Steve Young's the other one.
Ah!
Sorry, Ron.
Correct, Ron. Sorry.
Is that an okay question, Chris?
That was a good one. It's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
When you ask a good question, I usually give you props
100%.
For it.
Yeah. But that first one was pretty shabby. I knew as I was reading it, because it was confusing me as I was reading it, that it was a tough question.
We need another player. 833-288-0973.
Oh, Jerry's not there no more?
No, he's there. He's there.
Okay.
Jerry doesn't get through it.
Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hey,
Jerry.
Good afternoon, Jerry. Here
Good
we go.
Afternoon.
First question. What does UFC stand for?
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Ooh,
nice work.
Jerry knew it.
On to question number two.
Chris is, for some reason, holding both hands in the air.
Happy for Jerry.
According to Wikipedia.
I love that. No.
Yeah, I had to.
Here comes another false scraping question
to.
Coming up. Jerry even knows there's a problem here.
He had to qualify it by putting that part on there. According to Wikipedia.
Yes.
Which NFC North Stadium has the smallest capacity?
NFC North Stadium. Well, that's at least a clue for you. There's four teams in that division, so.
I'm going to say Green Bay.
Green Bay, which I've been to, pretty small.
Intimate.
What?
That is incorrect.
I would have guessed Green Bay as well.
Mr. Ello.
Remember, it's according to Wikipedia.
Let's see. Detroit's pretty, I think their Ford Field's big. Chicago's, I'll say Minnesota.
New York.
Hey, also, Jerry, you're still
correct.
Alive.
Jerry, you moved to the next round. The answer is Soldier Field.
Soldier Field, yeah. Smaller than the Lambeau Field.
According to Wikipedia.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that. Go
check
ahead.
Wikipedia, because it's right on Wikipedia.
I'm sure it isn't. But.
All right, here we go.
I thought for sure Soldier Field is bigger than Green Bay. I've been to both of them.
Yeah, I would say. Anyway, go ahead.
Question number
you're still
three.
Alive, Jerry. Don't
thank you.
Don't argue with something that's in your favor.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Which one would I like to go with here? How about this one? Which former XFL MVP did Ben Roethlisberger take over for as quarterback of the Steelers when he was drafted in 2004?
Sorry for
Sorry.
He got it.
He got it.
Whoa. Yeah, good one.
That was amazing.
You got it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got it, because I was going to get that one, too, and Scraby was going to be mad.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Jerry got it.
Wow. I didn't
well
think
done,
it was going to be that easy.
Jerry, nice work. Hang on the line. Scraby will take care of you here.
Yes. And apparently Wikipedia was right, because Lambeau Field, it says, holds 80,000.
Yeah, they pack those people into
and
the rafters.
Soldier Field only holds 61,000.
That's why they want to move.
So, yeah, I would have definitely
guessed
that.
Oh, is that right?
Field.
That's why they want to move, Scraby?
Yeah, the Bears want to move
more
outside
information,
of town.
More misinformation? Or is this accurate?
No, we did it on the Big Five.
Did you read it from one guy on Twitter somewhere?
No, we did it on the Big Five. They want to move because they don't have enough room to do cool things.
I will say I've been to a game at Lambeau. It is it's the only football experience I've enjoyed.
Was it cool?
It was super cool.
Yeah.
Because it's not a big stadium. I mean, it's like
everybody's got to be sardined in there.
Well, I mean, it didn't seem that bad to me. And I will say this. It's like a high school stadium on steroids. It's like you got the bleacher seats, like all the way around. It's a pretty cool experience for sure.
Awesome.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, where are we going, guys? We're gonna talk some NFL. We're gonna talk some more Padres.
We're gonna do what Scraby wants to do.
What does Scraby want to do?
Because we've been giving him a hard time all
day.
Have. So I think in exchange
we'll give him
the
last
hard
15
time,
minutes,
I was gonna talk about some of the Ryder's Cup with Scraby.
Look at the Ryder Cup.
Oh, sorry.
And by the way,
did I get it wrong? The Ryder's Cup.
By the way, we'll get into this. We'll get into this. But Chris said that no one who plays in the Ryder Cup cares. Those guys look like they care a lot yesterday.
So. All right, we'll find out about
the Ryder's Cup when we come back. In one way or another, we'll have a discussion. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's some traffic.
And welcome back. Our final segment on this quick Monday get together. Gwen and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. back at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Full 3 hours with you tomorrow ahead of Padres baseball. Yes, the season's still going. Padres and the, who is it first? Dodgers?
Doyers.
And the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not paying as close attention, obviously. Any longer.
I'm pretty sure Scherzer and Buehler are throwing two of the three
games.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah. Well, all right.
Sweet.
Manny said maybe we can create a little chaos. Hopefully they can. Congrats to the Aztecs who go to 4-0, by the way, football.
Oh, yeah.
But they lost Greg Bell, their running back, to injury. He'll be gone. Looks like a few weeks, so that's a little bit of a blow to Brady Hoke's team. And congratulations, sorry, Tony, to bring this up, but I watched the game Saturday night. Congratulations to Oregon State. I know that they beat your Trojans, but that was the first time they had won in L.A.
Good for them.
In 61 years.
They slapped the Trojans last week.
I don't know if I've heard of a streak that long, like ever, in any sport. 1960.
A lot of football teams in L.A. won besides SC. I mean,
it was a good week for Southern California.
Not USC, though.
All right, Scraby, I've delayed. I'm going to give it to you.
No, you're all right, Chris. Thank you for passing it over to me.
Let's hear about the Ryder's Cup.
Yeah, we want to hear all about it. What ended up happening? Who won that thing, and how did it go?
Well, let me just tell you that if you are into this segment, you will be into the Ben and Woods Open. It's Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. It's presented by 7 Mile Casino, open 24/7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown, and by Maestro Dobel, the official tequila of the PGA Tour. Now,
really?
What happened? Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Now, is that what Brooks Koepka was sipping on?
No, he's a
Michelob
guy.
When he was on
guy.
The party lake in Sheboygan Saturday?
Tony, did you hear this? I don't know that I ever confirmed it or anything like that.
Of course
that.
You didn't. You're the bearer of misinformation.
Will you
Why
stop
do you ever
calling
confirm?
Me that?
You don't need to confirm anything. You just say it.
No. There was a tweet from a legitimate reporter that I follow on
Listen
Twitter.
To this one,
he's a real golf reporter,
okay.
And he said that they on Friday they wanted Brooks and Daniel Berger to play in the afternoon, but they were already on a party boat in Lake Michigan and they couldn't get them back in time. I mean, are you there to play the Ryder Cup? Or are you there to party on the party boat? Okay,
well, so. Clearly they took care of business and hit the party boat.
But they were needed in the afternoon. They were going to play them, but they couldn't get them back.
Were they
couldn't
needed?
Get them back
were
because they played
needed?
So well.
They kind of ran them off the
no,
court.
No, this was on Friday when it wasn't like that. But in the end, yes, they didn't really need them because the Americans destroyed Europe 19-9. Like, was it even close?
Did they beat the spread?
I don't know what the spread was, but all they needed was 14.5 points to get the cut back, and they got 19. So,
all right. Good for the Americans.
This is like good. That's it.
That is a tremendous source of national pride.
I will say the Ryder's Cup messed
it's
up.
The Ryder Cup.
They messed up the whole kind of rivalry that Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau have because now they're hugging it out.
Well, Xander Schauffele was the guy who made him hug.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Xander.
Leave it to the San Diego State guy to bring peace to the situation.
He was the only guy who was smoking a cigar in the press conference.
Good for Xander. That was cool.
But they go on to win 19-9, and just the...
Why was Rory crying? Can you answer me that?
Because Rory does really, like, for the Europeans, this is much bigger for them, I think, than it is for the Americans. I know Chris was trying
clearly.
To get my goat all week
yeah.
long.
Clearly the Riders...
All week long about how no one cares about playing in this, but Rory cries after the event because...
Well, he wasn't crying because they lost the Ryder Cup. He was just crying because he played, like...
Yeah, because he liked the event so much. He said this is the best event in golf. He said when he started playing, he did not really care about the Ryder Cup. But as he's gone through the Ryder Cup year after year.
That's because he's had a lot of personal success, and he's looking for other challenges. Most guys on the PGA Tour, I would think, are more concerned about winning tournaments than they are. You know, the Ryder Cup is something you only get when you're a superstar of the sport, right?
The Ryder Cup?
Yeah. They don't let anybody play the Ryder Cup.
No,
I mean, you
got
to win like
the
majors. How do you make the team?
You make the team just by picking?
No, you get points throughout the year, and yes, so some guys are automatically on due to their points in the
FedEx
Cup.
Am I not correct, though, that only star players make the Ryder Cup team? I mean, they don't just let anybody in there.
No, if someone has a great year, they'll make the Ryder Cup. Would you call Daniel Berger a star player? Probably not.
He's had a great year, though. I know his name.
Exactly, because he played himself in. And then you got Jordan Spieth and the caddy for, I can't remember.
The caddy played?
No, the caddy, they were fighting.
They could have used the caddy, but then they still would have beaten
him. Who was fighting?
Jordan Spieth and the caddy were arguing about something. About the European caddy. I can't remember what player it was, but they were arguing. He told him to, like, lower his voice or your voice is getting too high. And Jordan's like, my voice isn't getting high, kind of thing. It was pretty good. It was pretty good on Saturday.
They're cutting up.
There was really no reason.
There was nobody who didn't watch NFL football yesterday so that they could watch the
I had no
cup.
Idea the Riders was going on this
Was
week.
It even going on yesterday or did it,
it
end
was.
On Saturday?
It was. They had all the singles, but I will give it to Chris that, I mean.
It was a domination.
It was a domination.
They crushed
there was
him
no
so bad.
Real reason to watch it. Yeah. So.
I did see that Tiger was just texting those guys before the game.
Oh, was he?
Before the match.
Before the game. Oh, the greatest thing was Phil Mickelson is
a co-captain. It's the Ryder's Cup, man.
Mickelson is a co-captain, and they were pouring, Jordan Spieth was pouring champagne into his mouth. He's just putting his head up like he's in Mexico at a Tijuana bar or something like that.
Phil gives me vibes. What was my man's name in old school? Will Ferrell.
Oh yeah, Frank the Tank.
He gives me some Frank the Tank vibes sometimes.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
Enjoy a little NFL football Monday night style coming your way next. For Scraby, for Tony, Chrisello, Gwen and Chris back tomorrow at 3 right here, 97.3 The Fan.